You're listening to SBS News.
World health officials say North and Central America are driving what they're calling a hemispheric coronavirus surge. Coronavirus infections have risen by a third in North America over the past week, mainly in the United States and Canada. Several Central American countries are also experiencing increased spread of COVID-19, including Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Belize. The spread of the virus has steadied in the Caribbean, except for Jamaica, where daily cases are at their highest since the pandemic began. The Pan American Health Organization says the U.S. is reporting more than 100,000 new daily infections for the first time since January. Director Carissa Etienne warns that children living in Latin American countries are at significant risk of COVID-19.
Young people are just as likely as adults to transmit the virus. Last year, there were over 1.5 million COVID-19 cases among children and adolescents reported in this region. 9 months into this year, infections among children and adolescents have reached over 1.9 million. As more adults receive their COVID-19 vaccines, children are representing a larger percentage of COVID hospitalizations and even this.
Dr. Etienne also renewed her calls for world leaders to redress vaccine inequity, saying it is unfair that more than 3.5 million booster shots have already been administered in the region. The World Health Organization's special COVID-19 envoy, Dr. David Nabarro, echoed that message, calling on nations to share vaccines.
So why don't we just get this vaccine to where it's needed? Now, some countries giving lots of vaccine and doing boosters and giving it to some children, I find that difficult because from my point of view, as somebody who's responsible for world issues, I just can't distinguish between a person in the UK or a person in Uruguay who's at risk of the disease. I want to see the vaccine available to everybody. So I'm still pushing against this business of using lots of vaccine in a few countries when we've got the shortage.
That very topic was addressed by European heads of state at a meeting in Rome. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier urged EU countries to set an example.
We need to reduce our dependencies and vulnerabilities. Yet we should not retreat from the world, but rather focus on the strengths of our cooperative model. Europe can provide a credible example for others when it comes to the challenges of global vaccination. I'm convinced that we can make real progress in this regard.
Presidents of Germany, Estonia, Ireland, Greece, Croatia, Latvia, Hungary, Malta, Austria, Poland, Portugal, Slovenia, and Finland were hosted by the Italian President Sergio Mattarella for this gathering. Irish President Michael Higgins highlighted failures and called on his colleagues to simply do better.
Our failures in relation to the transmission and to vaccination, and particularly in relation to Africa, our neighbour. I think we have failed Africa.
The European Union then committed 200 million additional coronavirus vaccine doses to African nations. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says they'll be delivered by the middle of next year, on top of the 250 million doses previously committed.
We were the only ones to share half of our vaccine production with the rest of the world. We delivered more than 700 million doses of vaccines to the Europeans. Indeed, we delivered also more than 700 million to the rest of the world, to more than 130 countries. We delivered to Europe. We delivered to the rest of the world.
In the United States, thousands of Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to try to get out of mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. In Washington state, thousands of state workers are seeking similar exemptions. President Joe Biden's new vaccine mandates cover more than 100 million Americans. He's met the chief executives of Walt Disney, Columbia Sportswear, and other business leaders to discuss the vaccine requirement for companies that employ at least 100 people.
And vaccination is key to getting the pandemic under control and keeping the economy strong. And the first part of the plan is to vaccinate the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's about beating this virus and it's about saving lives. That's what this is all about.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, Pastor Jackson Lamaya is offering a religious exemption form on his church's website for download, along with links for suggested donations to the church.
We launched a no vaccine mandate petition, not because we're anti-vaxxers, but because we're pro-freedom. We don't believe that anybody should be forced to take a vaccine that they don't want to take. We've had over 35,000 people sign it in less than 3 days. If your pastor is not willing to sign it, I will sign it for you. But in order for it to carry some weight, you would need to become a member of my church. Doesn't mean you have to be an in-person member. We have thousands of members who are online members.
He is also running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago's health minister, Dr. Terence Dayal Singh, has denied reports of testicular swelling brought on by COVID-19 vaccines, as suggested by American rapper Nicki Minaj. The unfounded claims received considerable global attention earlier this week after Minaj tweeted to her more than 22.6 million followers an unverified story about a cousin's friend in Trinidad.
One of the reasons we could not respond yesterday in real time to Miss Minaj is that we had to check and make sure that what she was claiming was either true or false. And unfortunately, we wasted so much time yesterday running down this false claim. There is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad, or I dare say anywhere else. None that we know of anywhere else in the world.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.